You're listening to All News All Morning on the Motherlode's News Station, AM 1450 and FM 102.7 KVML. During Tuesday's Calaveras County Board of Supervisors meeting, PG&E delivered a presentation that included information on putting power lines underground. After the presentation, the Board of Supervisors asked questions and they conveyed their opinions. Here are the edited remarks.
Well, good morning, Chair Huberty, Supervisors, Teresa, and team here in Calaveras County. My name is Nathan Alonzo. I am part of the Local Government Affairs team for Pacific Gas and Electric. We appreciate the time to be able to come and address the board this morning regarding some of the work that we're doing here in Calaveras County.
Now we will hear from Supervisor Andahl.
In my district, it is in a very high fuel load. And I'm seeing in the Butte Fire Burn Scar where we have, you know, the manzanitas coming back, the buckbrush, the pine trees. There's areas where you're doing the underground, but there's also a lot of brand new poles going up. So if there's brand new poles, is there no intention to underground in those areas?
So some poles may be part of routine pole replacement programs, but that doesn't necessarily preclude them from being part of the undergrounding.
That's just for now.
Yeah.
Another question I had, or a concern that I hear from a lot of residents, is that pre-messaging component. You know, there's a lot of very large parcels, back of dirt roads, locked gates, that, you know, I know there's Arbor Line, but there seems to also be a slew of various contractors, and there's a mistrust among some residents as to who this is. So if there could be some sort of universal messaging, I don't know that everybody has PG&E next to Arbor Line or something to that effect, it would probably help with some of the aggression that some contractors might get from residents.
I have heard that complaints in other areas as well, that they aren't marked with PG&E, and they're a subcontractor sometimes to the main contractor. I know that we're working on getting our logo somewhere.
Right. So,
or some kind of messaging that shows that this is a PG&E project and not some random subcontractor. So you're not alone.
Folks can also request to be put on what are called enterprise notifications, to where we have to make positive contact with them a certain number of hours before we come onto the property.
And I'm on that list as a long-term landowner, but in the past there has been where I've come home and contractors have climb the gate and they're up there chainsawing and the dogs are freaking out. And so it's just having that consistency in that messaging ahead, I think, could really use some improvement.
Supervisor Benelli.
I have to agree. I was going to bring it up too, that there's no notification. Twice you came on my property, PG&E trucks came on my property. They went down my driveway, which is paved, I paid for it, just decided to turn off of it, could go wherever they do. They cracked the pavement. There was no notification to me at all. They didn't even come up, and I was at home, didn't realize they were out there at the time, and come up and knock on the door and say, hey, we're here, we're going to be doing this. They were trying to replace a pole is what they were doing. And another time they were looking at wires and doing investigations or whatever, but there was no notification of coming on your property. It's like you don't have any rights from PG&E if they decide they want to go on to your property. And it's the number one complaint I get from everybody, that PG&E or their contractors just show up and decide they can do whatever they want. They have the right to do whatever they want. And it really, it does. She's right. People get upset about it. At least you could come to the door and knock and let us know, because the notification system that you're using, I wasn't notified at all that anybody was going to be there.
Yeah.
And my, you know, address and phone number is all out there, but there was no notification. And that's your number one problem you have. And she's correct. The people complaining about how you guys operate. You just do whatever you want, and just drive off the pavement wherever you want to drive off the pavement, regardless. And it's not your issue. It's the homeowner's problem.
Could I jump in there for a second? It happened to me yesterday. I was going to bring it up, the same thing where they completely blocked the road and were digging into the side of my hill, but I never knew that they were coming. So it would be really helpful to have notification.
I agree. I'm sorry that both of those situations happened to both of you. And on the cracked pavement bit, if this was recent, Supervisor Toffanelli, I'd encourage you to file a claim and send us some pictures of what happened. And that way we can look to make it right.
Supervisor Topper?
My experience, because they replaced the pole right in front of my house also, was a little bit different, because I happened to be around when they showed up and they were doing the investigation on what needed to happen there and everything. So they did talk to me and asked me if it was all right. But I was like, well, yeah, of course you're going to do it anyway. But my question is more towards when the pole was replaced, the old pole was left there, but it's tacky. I mean,
could I just say, because we've been harping on you for a little bit, I do have to say that your guys in the field have been amazing. The undergrounding guys have been terrific and have worked with my constituents very, very well. The texting has really helped. I think that the advances that you've made in the last couple of years have really made a difference to our constituents, or at least in my area that I can speak to. And I always know when the helicopter goes over my house, the power is going to come back on in 5 minutes. I mean, it's a lot of it is working, is what I wanted to say. So I just wanted to say thank you also.
I had just one more harp, and I believe Supervisor Stopper already spoke to this, but I just wanted to reiterate the wood management program. I'm really excited to see that developing, and I would love as many of your phone numbers as I can get. There's a lot of, you know, a neighbor right on my road, she's elderly, and she has huge bullpine rounds just laying in manzanita and buckbrush. And she is called 1-800 number after 1-800 number, and she can't deal with that. And
Teresa's team will get you all of our contact info.
Okay.
And as far as this being, what did you say? You guys each had a...
Oh, harping?
Oh, I will take the harping from this board any day. I compared to the folks down in Tuolumne, oh boy,